It's the 5th of July. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Huge gas explosion rocked a residential building in the Redwood Grove development of Elster Road in Bedford. Yesterday, around 9:30 a.m, businesses and households in the area described hearing and feeling its effects. 100 nearby homes were evacuated, 36 residences were destroyed. An inferno engulfed the remainder of the partially collapsed building, occupying firefighters for hours. Witnesses reported seeing individuals jumping from windows of the three-story structure to escape the blaze. Three people were taken to hospital. One person is known to have lost their life. It's uncertain whether there'll be additional fatalities. Bedfordshire Deputy Chief Fire Officer Chris Bigland explained that gas is not connected to the building. He speculated that due to rising energy costs, stored gas canisters or the use of a camping stove may have been the cause. Donations to help persons affected by the Redwood Grove event are being accepted by the Scott Hall Community Centre in Barford Avenue off London Road in Bedford. Essential items can be dropped off at the centre's rear entrance from 10 to 6 Monday to Friday. The John Bunyan Centre is one of a few locations where emergency support services can be accessed by the victims of the Redwood Grove explosion. The facility has been organised by Bedford Borough to provide assistance to the evacuees and victims. The Red Cross, set up the rest centre close to Redwood Grove, is also providing volunteers for emotional support as well as necessary items such as spare clothing and blankets. Vets for Pets on London Road in Bedford have made an offer to the Redwood Grove residents through a social media post. For any pets that have nowhere else to go, we can offer safe kennels, warm, dry beds, food, water and cuddles. We will not charge for this. This can only be short term. We are not set up for long term boarding. We just want to help. That's all from me today, but I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.